At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. This podcast is A2, so it's for lower intermediate learners. And today, the topic is shopping at the supermarket. I'm going to describe a trip to the supermarket and focus on 20 items of vocabulary that you come across when you're doing the shopping. I'm going to talk about them as I describe my shopping trip. I'll start with that phrase, doing the shopping. Do you know what the difference is between going shopping and doing the shopping? Well, going shopping is what you do when you visit the mall or a shopping centre and want to buy clothes or some other treat for yourself. I like going shopping for music and books. The shopping, as in doing the shopping, means the things you need to buy regularly, usually at the supermarket. Doing the shopping is not as much fun as going shopping. Now, when I go to the supermarket to do the shopping, I drive my car. You see, I don't like going to the supermarket, so I like to go once and buy everything I need all at once. So I drive my car to the supermarket and park in the supermarket car park. The car park is the place you park your car. In American English, it's called a parking lot. When you park in a supermarket car park, you have to find a parking space. A space is what you call the place you park your car in. I always try to find a space as close to the supermarket doors as possible. On my way from the car park to the supermarket entrance, the entrance is the way into the supermarket, I get a trolley. A trolley is like a little cart with a big basket on wheels. In the UK, supermarket trolleys often have locks on them. You need to put a £1 coin into the trolley lock to take the trolley. This money is held in the little lock on the trolley as a deposit, and you get it back when you return the trolley. A deposit is a sum of money that you normally put down on something you want to buy. In some cases, you can leave a deposit when you borrow something to show that you're going to come back. If you only need a few items, instead of a trolley, you can use a basket. These are like little metal bags, or not really like bags, more like little upside-down cages that you can put shopping in. They're kept just inside the supermarket doors. When I have a trolley and I've entered the supermarket, I get out my shopping list. I'm not very good at doing the shopping. I always buy things we don't need or don't buy things we do need. So my wife usually makes me write a shopping list. Supermarkets are arranged in aisles. An aisle is like a corridor. It's a narrow path between shelves or fridges. You also have aisles in churches and on aeroplanes. When a couple gets married in a church, the bride arrives after everyone else and walks down the aisle. In an aeroplane, you can have a window seat or an aisle seat. In my local supermarket, there are 10 aisles. As well as aisles, there are counters. When you first enter a supermarket, somewhere near the door, there's usually a newsagent's and tobacconist counter. This is like a separate shop inside the supermarket where you can buy newspapers and magazines, usually sandwiches and cold drinks and cigarettes. At the back of the store, there's usually a delicatessen, which is a counter where you can get cooked ham and cheese and also little cooked pasties and sausage rolls. In my local supermarket, there is a fish counter, which sells fish and seafood. Big supermarkets in the UK often have hot food counters where you can buy roast meat and even get cooked pizzas and other foods. When you have found everything on your shopping list and put it in your trolley, you need to pay for it all at the checkout. There are two sorts of checkouts in most supermarkets in the UK. There are self-checkouts and normal checkouts. If I have a lot of shopping, I use a normal checkout. So you have to put your shopping onto the conveyor belt, which is a moving black belt that transports your shopping to the sales assistant, who then scans the barcodes on your items with a laser scanner and then slides them into the bagging area. In the UK, it's common for people to pack their own shopping. The assistants will ask if you need help with packing, but most people prefer to pack their own. You have to remember to bring carrier bags with you these days. You can buy carrier bags or plastic bags at the supermarket, but it's better to bring your own reusable bags. If I only have a few items, I will use the self-checkout area. There are about 10 self-checkouts. Each of them has a place to park your trolley or put your basket, a scanner, and a bagging area. Every time you scan an item, the computer beeps and then tells you, please place the item in the bagging area. When you have finished scanning your items, you have to press a button on the self-checkout till, that is, the machine that registers the sales and calculates the bill, and then select a payment method. I always pay by debit card, so I press the button and then there's a little machine, a card reader, attached to the till for you to put your card in and then your PIN. When the payment has been processed, the till will print your receipt. That is like a little shopping statement. And that's that. That's what it takes to do the shopping in a supermarket in the UK. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.